my friends, blog post written on December 6th, 2012. Premise one, I believe in the universal law of attraction. What you put out in the world is what you attract back. Premise two, I have an unprecedented understanding of all the different energies I've been putting out in the world my entire life. Premise three, I do not believe in accidents or coincidences. Every path, much more specifically with friends than with family, is crossing for higher purposes. Logical conclusion? I am drawing to my life experience at present some very, very powerful souls. The opportunities for inspiration and cooperation to indeed change this world surround me and us every day. What has come together in the past 7 weeks, the realization already of some of my wildest dreams, will pale in comparison to what is achieved in the next 6 months. A significant part of my vision has been to own my own company that would allow me the opportunity to work with all the friends with whom I particularly connected to and loved over the years. As a young person in a home with so much pain and sadness, I was constantly looking to relationships outside of the family to fill my many emotional voids. As such, I genuinely connected to people of all ages, often at very deep levels within only days or weeks. Neighbors for whom my baby or pet or house sat for often remarked that they couldn't believe I was only 12 years old with the way that I spoke and carried myself. Not surprisingly, this ability to connect with others, driven by my deep emotional needs, resulted in many, many close friendships. It hit me very hard as a young teenager when I first began to experience the reality of friends coming and going in one's life. The families from whom I babysat would move. The young couples I befriended on our street would outgrow their starter homes. The college kids on our block would go back to school and or leave home for good. And every time, my heart would break. That is when this portion of my vision was born. This desire grew tremendously as a result of my athletic endeavors. Two programs in particular represented the epitome of what a dedicated, focused group with great leadership could achieve: the Plymouth Lightning Soccer Program and the Plymouth Canton High School Basketball Program. While soccer was my foundational love athletically, my world changed forever playing the sport of basketball for my Michigan Hall of Fame coach at Canton. We were absolutely a family. The genuine love we had for one another brought buy-in on such a powerful subconscious level that it allowed us to achieve well beyond what our pure athleticism alone would have. I began at this time, albeit not yet consciously, to wonder what a work world would look like with such teams. After college, I discovered that my inability to find any sort of niche in the mainstream work world was directly related to this growing desire. I knew at some level what amazing things could be accomplished without all the ass-kissing, inefficient, bureaucratic bullshit that seemed to plague every work environment in which I found myself. I didn't want to settle for anything less than my desire to have my work directly influence the world. I wanted to see and feel it. I refused to accept this notion of putting in time in any system or job just for the sake of doing so. I wanted to do what I was capable of doing now. I wanted to bring change to parts of society that I personally experienced and observed, but learned that our economic equations do not take into consideration so many necessary things to accomplish this. Things I felt were absolutely essential, yet not given any real economic value. Happiness, generosity, friendships, and most importantly, love. These things make a difference. In fact, I would argue an infinite difference in whatever goal is being pursued. On November 19, 1993, the Canton girls proved this phenomenon in a win unlike any other. And now, I am creating a for-profit company that will demonstrate it unlike any other. Here's the situation. I've never stayed anywhere in my adult work life for longer than 2 years, and people tend to remember me in one way or another. I've crossed a lot of paths, and now everything and everyone is coming together perfectly. Childhood friends, USF basketball women and men, USF Alpha Kappa Psi guys and gals, USF Kosov Society, USF Alumni Association, PricewaterhouseCoopers colleagues, Museum of Science and Industry folks, the kids I taught at Marshall Middle School, all of the extremely powerful Sarasota crowd, and most recently, Microsoft. Last year, my first year out in the world after my transformation, was the most incredible working year of my life. Until now, of course. This was due first and foremost to the changes within myself. For the first time, while not playing sports, I was living in the present and not blindly chasing another achievement. I discovered that truly being in the present, with the understanding and immense appreciation for the power of now, changed my entire world, practically overnight. My relationships to and with everything have never, ever been richer. And I got to experience this first at a company like Microsoft. It was by far the most challenging year while simultaneously providing me with episodes of overwhelming beauty and love. The growth and maturity that took place was immeasurable. More profound, however, were the number of ideas the experience launched within me as I bridged two very different worlds. This adventure absolutely had much higher purposes. Months before my physical arrival in Seattle, this job literally fell into my lap. It took about 20 hours for the shock to settle and for me to know that this was way more than a lucky break. This gut intuition was reinforced all year long. I worked with some of the most amazing individuals I've met thus far in my life. Incredibly bright, very witty, huge hearts, and immense work ethics. And I grew quite close to quite a few of them. For now, suffice to say, I definitely did not end up at Microsoft accidentally. If my vision is to change the world, does it not make perfect sense I would land at one of the largest, most powerful companies out there? Coincidental? Delusional? Nope, not at all. In this life, I am a bridge. I am a connector. I am a teacher. And I am most definitely a leader. I have always had energy, but never fueled with these exceptional levels of positivity, hope, dreams, and aspirations. It is all coming together now. I am established on the East Coast and the West Coast. I am utilizing all of my life experiences, which span the gamut from corporate world to organic farm to entrepreneurial pursuits. I am connecting to friends located all over the country and globally. I have the absolute perfect resume for my job now, employing myself to change the world. Phase one is all that is known at present. My personal speaking, blogging, and authoring. Everything beyond that will be created with others. It too has already begun. The specifics will continue to unfold project by project. In general, however, I can tell you what they all will entail. Extraordinary efforts to create more peace, love, and happiness out in the world. Go ahead and call me a hippie. I'll be all the hippie you want me to be, because who in the hell doesn't want as much of these things as humanly possible? And I believe we are capable in this world of creating much, much, much more of all three. Just wait. Super Noon. This blog post was dedicated to my youngest brother, Andrew. This day was his 32nd birthday. We are almost exactly 5 years apart, and the similarity of our spirits is truly uncanny. The guiding light that brought me to the city that changed me 4.5 years ago. I am so very excited to see what the months ahead have in store for us and our shared lives in Florida. I know it includes music, and I can only dream that someday soon I will be playing the drums with a fraction of the emotion, passion, and talent with which he plays. Time to sing, play, and dance, Drew. Happy birthday.